Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm stuck on the news. I'm stuck on the press conference from today. It was Cash Patel and Joseph Nocella Jr., I believe, the U.S. attorney, announcing arrests in this illegal gambling ring. And it is shocking. I mean, it was really a shocking thing to wake up to today. Terry Rozier, who had been under investigation, who's still in the lead on the Miami Heat right now. I've seen some incredible videos of him today. Just incredible videos of Terry Rozier making the worst plays you ever saw in your life. Along with Rozier, Chauncey Billups, and former player Damon Jones, who you may have just heard Ted Johnson, who worked with him in Houston, talking about. Here's what we know so far about the two operations. It was a dual operation type of thing. One was centered on an underground poker ring. The other one on fixed sports betting on NBA games. And this is what we saw. For the poker games, there were defendants, including members and associates of several New York crime families, the Bonanos, the Gambinos, the Genoveses, the Barzinis, the Tatalias, the Corleones, of course. I'm just kidding. But I didn't know they were all still around, but they are. The mafia still getting involved in these things. They are accused of using cheating technology to steal millions from victims during rigged poker games in Manhattan and other parts of the state. Organizers enlisted NBA figures, including Billups, to sit at the table and help make the games appear legitimate to the victims. So Billups was there. He was the draw. He was like the bait. They'd put him at the table. They'd get everybody over there. It's like, well, Chauncey Billups is playing in it. It's got to be legit. Cards were all marked. They had x-ray glasses. They had cameras everywhere. I mean, this is something. You can kill the music there, Joe. Thanks. The defendants would use a shuffling machine to count the cards. It would predict who had the best hands. The information was then transmitted to someone sitting at the table who used signals to communicate with others in on the scheme. They also used decoy cell phones and marked cards that could only be seen with special glasses. Hey, Chauncey, where'd you get those glasses? Don't touch my glasses! Do not touch! These are not... No, you cannot try on my glasses. Don't... Get away from my glasses. They're really nice. Like, don't touch them! They're special. They're prescription. They'd give you a headache. I promise. Just don't touch them. They also used decoy cell phones. It's estimated the victims lost more than $7 million in games since 2019, according to the indictment.
This is the one rule of the house. Don't ever, ever, ever touch my drum set.
One particular victim lost $1.8 million in total. The scheme went beyond just fixing poker games and involved violence, including robberies. Defendants are also accused of laundering money using shell companies and cryptocurrency. Then there's the sports betting aspect of it. That's wild, first of all, that whole thing with the poker games. That's, like, wow. That's why if you're playing a poker game, you got to play with people you know. You know, like, you can say, oh, let's go over to somebody's house and play a poker game. No, I'm not going in there. I don't know what they might have marked cars, and especially anybody's wearing glasses in there, I'm out. Forget it. Then there's the sports betting thing. Defendants named in this indictment are accused of exploiting insider information to bet on NBA games. Nature of this information included things like when players would be sitting out and when they would pull themselves out of a game due to injury. Player information would be passed along to other members of the scheme who would wager money documents, say, mostly on individual player props and statistics. They said it involved the performance of players on several teams, including the Hornets, the Trailblazers, and the Lakers. In one instance, the indictment details how Terry Rozier faked an injury in 2023. He told another person involved that he was going to leave the game early, allowing members of the group to bet on the under of his statistics, as outlined in the indictment. In another example, Jones is accused of leaking information about LeBron James's injury to bettors, according to court documents. I'll get to all these things in a row. But one thing that stands out to me a lot, this is an organized crime ring, right? Like, this is a group of people who are manipulating betting markets and using inside information that they're getting from these markets. And they're betting $200,000 on Terry Rozier unders in one game. Like, what are you, stupid? You didn't think anyone was going to notice that? It's unbelievable. That is unbelievable to me. You would think, now this part of it, I don't know if the mob was involved in this, but I can't imagine that they were. This sounds like amateur stuff. You didn't think that with all of these new, all these gambling companies and everybody, all of that, that they weren't going to notice $200,000 on Terry Rozier unders on one random game? You didn't think that might flag a couple of things there, like the algorithm might pick that up? Are you nuts? Listen, even back in the before gambling was legalized with the wise guys and the bookies, the info like that, are you kidding me? You think that's going to work in a regulated gambling area? Like, you're nuts. No, I'm shocked that they did that. I'm shocked that they did that. I'm not shocked that an athlete someone close to an athlete leaked information that may be used in a betting situation. I'm not shocked by that at all. In fact, if you're shocked by that, you're very gullible. I think that happens a lot. I think that sort of thing happens all the time. Intel about injuries, about plays, you know, like who's getting a football team, for example, maybe running certain sets in the red zone. And you hear about that. Well, I heard in practice that this guy was getting red zone sets. All right, well, I'm going to write down an anytime touchdown. That's intel. Everybody loves intel, all right? Intel is what is, in some ways, what powers the whole thing. But when the intel is too good, when the intel is not necessarily something that's happening organically on the practice field, but it's something that's coming from a team doctor, something that's coming from some other place, you can usually, and this is much easier for them to detect now, they can usually tell. That's how they got those two baseball players, because they noticed all the bets, Class A and the other guy. Like, they noticed that there was an Ortiz, thank you. Like, that's how they got that. Like, there was a ton of bets that got made, and that's the part of this that I think is still pretty weird. You know, like, you guys, you want to be involved in this sort of stuff. You know, these wannabe criminals here. I mean, they're not wannabe criminals. Now they're actual criminals. And you didn't think that anyone would notice $200,000 on a Terry Rozier under for some random game in March? Like, that blows my mind. That blows my mind how sloppy they were. Like, it really does. I find it's not the biggest part of the story, but it's the part of the story I'm having the hardest amount of time figuring out. Everyone's like, oh, Terry Rozier is making so much money. I can't understand how he got involved with this. I can understand how Chauncey Billups got involved in these sorts of things. Guys make friends off the court. Guys get involved in crowds off the court. Guys make a lot of money, but they may want to make a big bet. They may be into gambling. As Shohei Ohtani, you know, is a guy who might just really like gambling. Terry Rozier might really like, yeah, he may have been in debt for some other reason. Who the hell knows? And what do? In order to pay off that debt, you give him a tip. Yeah, this game, you know, coming up on the calendar, don't overdo it here. But if you want to start to pay it back, I'll tell you, that's a game I won't be playing it. And instead, they all go, all right, everybody, Terry Rozier, unders, let's all go bet it. Everybody bet it. Everybody bet it. $200,000 from, like, one group of people. Like, oh, yeah, that's not suspicious. I'm surprised it took them this long. This is 2023. It took them this long to figure that out. They should have been able to arrest all these people the day after those bets got made. Like, that's how blatant and obvious it was. Very, very sloppy. Very sloppy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is, I think, the beginning of what could be disastrous for pro sports in this country. And there's a lot of people out there who I'm sure are going to be looking at this and saying, I told you so. I told you if you legalize gambling, that stuff like this is going to happen. And here's the crazy part. It's happening in the pros. You know, like I was half expecting that you would see in college sports. And, I mean, listen, we should know a little bit about that right here, shouldn't we? I wasn't alive for this, but back in the late 70s, Boston College, okay, there was a whole thing there. Rocco Perla and Anthony Perla and these guys, the Perla brothers. They had, I forget who it was, they had a kid on that BC team. And they shaved points, and that, you know, ended up being this huge scandal. Covering the spread, not covering the spread. Gamblers knew about it. They were fixing points all throughout 78, 79. And then the whole thing unraveled. One of the guys got arrested on some other charges. It was some people. The people who were involved in it were involved with Goodfellas, I think. Henry Hill and the LaFonza heist. I think they were all connected. I think that was all part of the same crew, although I'll admit I'm a bit out of my depth here when it comes to like the real people. But I do think that that was all part of it. And what I was sort of thinking when gambling was legalized, and I know that they say, oh, you can't gamble on, you know, the in-state college teams, but then you just go to New Hampshire and do it, or you go to Rhode Island and do it if you really want to. It's not like it's that hard to weasel your way around those type of rules. But what I was thinking is that they were going to target college kids. They were going to target college kids, college coaches, you know, try and get their hooks in that way. I wasn't expecting that it was going to be so prevalent in the pros. And when I say prevalent, I mean that's where most of these things are happening. I know that a ref just got suspended for that Auburn game last week. And, you know, maybe you see some stuff with that. But I told you the other day, when we came back after that Patriots-Saints game, we came out on that Monday. And I said, man, I don't know if I want to bet on football anymore. I'm not sure I want to bet on the sport anymore. And I know that sounds like a weird thing to be hearing on a station like this. But I was watching that game and thinking, man, there's a lot of liberties being taken out here right now. And other people who are much more in tune with the sort of stuff than I am have already been hot on the case of the NBA, Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups and the Trailblazers. I mean, there's been a ton of examples that have been thrown all over the internet today. And if you're looking at them, I mean, I think sometimes a guy has a bad game, sure. But here's the problem. Now every bad game, now it all gets called into question, every single bad game. And you pile stuff like this up, Donaghy, you know, some of the scandals from earlier in the NBA that, you know, got washed away somehow. Now you got a real problem here, NBA. You have a real problem because Brian Windhorst reported about, I don't know, an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, that the sports books notified the NBA right when this was happening. And Terry Rozier missed the rest of the year with that injury, whatever that injury was, the injury that kept him out of the game and paid off all the guys in that gang. You know, like that happened. So I think there's a very good possibility that there are going to be people from the league implicated, people from other teams, other players who maybe didn't directly contribute in the way that Terry Rozier did, but were in on the scheme in other ways, you know, okay with their injury status being passed along. Maybe they passed it along to the intermediary. Yeah, I'm not going to be playing in that game.
LeBron James.
Didn't come from me, maybe. I don't know. I mean, who knows? It could be anybody. I mean, it could be anyone. I think what this shows you, it's like there's an old saying that if you see a mouse in your kitchen, it means there's a whole family of mice somewhere. It means there's like 20 mice in your house. And if you see one big bust like this, you pull on those threads, you're going to see 20 mice in the kitchen. You know, like you're not just, it's not just the one. It wasn't just Terry Rozier doing this. It wasn't just Chauncey Billups doing this. Although it may have just been Chauncey Billups having these weird Teddy KGB poker games with all this weird crap going on and cameras everywhere and whatever the hell he was doing with that. But it doesn't seem to me that this is a isolated incident in the NBA. You're already seeing, you know, the other names have been brought up. Other guys have been banned from the sport already. Porter Jr.'s brother, and you know, a couple other guys. It's bad. This could be like the sum of all fears when it came to sports gambling and legalizing it and all the questions that people had about that. This could be the culmination of all of those things, and almost like a chaos theory or like a Murphy's Law of everything that could go wrong, potentially going wrong here. We could be standing on the edge of that right now, and I think that that's pretty scary. It's pretty scary for the future of like all of these leagues, scary for the future of the NBA. I don't know how you... I mean, it's a new age than it was when David Stern was dealing with Michael Jordan and that gambling scandal and all the other scandals in the past. We're in a much different, much more prevalent information sharing age, and I just don't know that you're going to be able to work that kind of magic anymore. And I'm not sure that Adam Silver was even capable of it to begin with. I don't know that he has that kind of dog in him like the Stern used to. I mean, he'd wave a magic wand. I don't know if Silver's got that kind of, I don't know if he's got that kind of attitude. I suppose we'll all find out here together. Because whatever the NBA does next year is going to be crucial towards building back trust with the fans, building back trust with the sports books, and maybe, you know, more than that, getting these players to really understand that if you dink around with this stuff at all, like if you make bets on the premises, you're out of here. If you do something like this, federal prison potentially for Rozier and for Chauncey Bill. Like, that's on the table here, okay? They showed up. They showed up with their windbreakers and everything out, and they made arrests. This is bad. I think this is bad. This is going to be one of those days, I said it in the crossover, I think that we're going to be talking about in the future. We're going to be pointing back to this day as the day that the first little... you know, stream of water burst through the dam. And, you know, Adam Silver's going to try and plug it up, but I'm not sure he's going to be able to, because this seems like it has the potential to really, really erupt. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to be left over once that's done. You know, once the lava flows through Pompeii, I don't know who's going to be left standing down there. But it is a pretty scary time. It's a pretty scary time here for pro sports, and I think a potentially devastating story here that we're just cracking the surface of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.